Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Denny Lyle of Kyoto Unlimited about recent progress they've made on the Kiwash Trailhead area in Kyoto and future projects. This is part one of a two-part interview. When was the shelter and benches and tables at the Kiwash Trailhead installed?
Well, the shelter was installed in May of this year. It's a 24 by 24 hexagon-shaped metal structure, and that includes lights and electrical outlets, which we hope families or group functions will occur there. And Kyoto Unlimited, the group that is sponsoring all of this, already owned several tables and benches that we had used elsewhere, and we just moved them out there to the trailhead shelter.
And how was the shelter funded?
Well, the shelter was funded in part by a grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, a large portion, and then we had a Walmart Kickstarter grant that we received early on, and we did quite a bit of fundraising and received private donations for the shelter. And the picnic tables, like I say, we received a mini grant from the Washington County Riverboat Foundation about 3 years ago, and then we also did some fundraising for those tables, too.
And what is Kyoto Unlimited working on next for the trailhead?
Well, right now we're working on interpretive signs for a pollinator prairie area that we seeded last fall. It's approximately one-third acre, and right now it looks like a patch of weeds, but it usually takes a couple of years for that to come to fruition. So by next year, we're hoping that quite a few pollinator wildflowers will be visible along with some prairie grass areas. We're also working on a permanent entrance sign to the trailhead. And later in the summer, we'll be applying for another grant that we hope will help us pave the first 800 feet of the trail and provide some lighting and improve the drainage along that area. That permanent hard surface would connect the entrance, the parking area, to the main path on the Kiwash Trail, and that would pass through the pollinator area and some of the signage that we will have. And we hope that makes it easier for those who have a more difficult time getting around or for those who just want to enjoy the first part of the trail.
The pollinator area, that's in the grass area that's east of the trail?
Yes, it's between the trail and the adjoining field, farming field, and if you've ever been around those, they're quite vivid when you get to the middle of the summer. It's set up so that flowers start usually around late May, June, and then different ones bloom through the summer and through September.
How was Kyoto Unlimited inspired to plant that pollinator, to start that pollinator area?
Well, we've just been thinking about some different things to put out there, you know, something that would be attractive to people that maybe you don't normally see it. And it happened to be in conjunction with the Trees Forever project we were working on, and Trees Forever partially funded some of the seed for that pollinator area. So they will provide a sign for that area too, and hope to promote that as part of their promotions throughout the state on some of the pollinator areas that they're trying to establish.
And how do you think the pollinator area will benefit the area for the trailhead and also in a conservation sense?
Well, the pollinators, when you start reading information on them, are a lot more valuable than we think. And it's not just butterflies. The seeds provide nutrition and life-sustaining protein for birds and bats and even ground animals, and then they also pass on a lot of that pollen that keeps a lot of the farm fields going. I mean, the pollinators aren't just in that patch, but they have a big role in keeping trees and soybean blooms and some of those, you know, come to fruition.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Denny Lyle of Kyoto Unlimited about recent progress they've made on the Kiwash Trailhead area in Kyoto and other future projects. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.